Well, hello, we're here again. It is Psychic Choice Radio. Rosemary was here to 2 seconds ago, and her line's broke. Okay, kind of strange. Now, she might be there on Facebook telling me that I can only hear music. And why can you only hear music? It's called an intro. Hey, right. And the intro there this evening, okay, but yeah, who was the intro by? Anybody tell me? Shocking Blue, that's the one. Okay, Rosemary's back now. We lost her for a brief second there, but it's here now. Okay, right, six lovely people in the studio, and before we open this evening, I have something to tell the callers and listeners that they might, by chance, already know before me, because I seem to be the last one to know anything these days. And it concerns Mondays, and basically that's all I'm prepared to say on the matter. It concerns Mondays, and I really don't know what to say anymore, to be quite honest, because that's all I can say at the moment. If you need any further information, please go to Mickey's page, find him, and maybe you'll get more information, because I'm at a loss. I have no idea at all what's going on or what has gone on, and there's certainly been no indication on Monday that this was going to happen. I suddenly get a message today, not from Mickey, but from somebody else. And to be quite honest, I've had no communication with Mickey today, which is kind of strange. I really can't say anymore. But I know in my heart of hearts that I've done nothing wrong. And that's all I'm prepared to say on the matter. Okay, we're going to start this show. I'm going to say hello to Rosemary.
Hello, hello, can you hear me?
I can indeed, Rosemary. And how are you?
I'm hunky dory, tickety boo, whatever else you want to call it.
Wonderful.
I've got out of the winter blues.
The winter blues, yeah. I've got to touch you there myself at the moment, very much. Okay. Right. We're going to open the show then, ladies and gents. And on line one, we have Miranda.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. This is my first time talking to you, Rosemary. So if you could kindly just give me any information you're picking up for me, whatever Spirit has to share.
Okay. Would you understand a dog in the spirit world?
No.
Right. Because I've got a beautiful red setter sitting here, right next to me. So it might be from somebody else, I don't know.
I don't have a pet. No, never owned a pet.
Right. So it doesn't have to be you that owned it. It doesn't have to be. It could be somebody that you had when you were a child. The way I work, maybe I need to put this across, is I work with the whole world, and I work with spirit and everything. Actually, calling me a psychic medium isn't really what I am. So we'll start with the first. I was sitting here about an hour ago trying to get myself all sorted and whatever. So I write poems, and I write them in a couple of seconds, and it's not me, it's the guide. So 1 million miles are in your smiles, 1 million stars shine in your eyes, 1 million tears sit in your heart since we have been apart. Don't cry for me, for now I see the beauty that is you and me. And this is coming from a gentleman who would have been sort of come day, go day, didn't show very much about whether he cared or he didn't care, was too busy with his head in what he was doing. Does this make sense about character of somebody you may know in the spirit world? I feel that he would have been about 70 when he passed. He's got beautiful blue eyes. Beautiful blue eyes, and he has a face that is. Better as he got older.
No one I know that has passed has blue eyes. I'm sorry.
Right, that's fine. He's telling me he had the red setter, and he wants you to go back to your childhood, and to you would have known a house with it was quite a small house. I would have kept it very clean. I'm not looking at family here. I'm looking more on a friendship tie, and I'm looking more to mother and father for this gentleman. Would that make sense, please?
Not really. I'm sorry.
Okay. What was your question?
Oh, I had just wanted a general reading. Whatever you pick up. Messages from spirit.
Yeah, what was your question?
I didn't have any particular question.
What made you pick up the phone tonight?
Oh, just to see whether spirit had any message for me. Anything I should be aware of.
Right, that's not how I work, my darling.
Okay, let me think of a question.
What made you pick up the phone tonight? I want to know what.
Wanted to.
That has been in your mind over the last 4 days.
Nothing. Just generally, like what's in store for me for the next couple of months.
Well, my darling, I have a motto, and I have had this motto for many, many years, and that is, I and spirit do not do your tomorrow. You are there to choose your tomorrow as you need to. And so if you can't understand this gentleman, it doesn't really matter, because his message is 1 million miles are in your smiles. When you smile, you make the whole world smile. 1 million stars shine in your eyes. So he's showing me some beautiful, beautiful eyes that see things. And you have to connect those, what you see, yes, into how you want to be as you move forward. And as I'm talking to you, you would understand somebody who would have had the shakes before they passed.
Not really.
And there's 1 million tears sit in your heart because every time something happens, you go, ow. And instead of allowing it to go, this lady is telling me that she would be the same. She lived by the rule that girls can't be seen. Girls have to be seen but not heard. And when they are seen, they have to be very pretty. So I'm going back to the middle of the 1900s. Would that make sense, please?
Yes. I'm not quite sure.
Right? Well, I'm asking her who she is. And would you understand the name Dora or Doris?
No.
Right. Is there somebody you can ask?
No one around me at the moment, but I will definitely ask.
And now they're giving me a teddy bear. And memory of a rocking chair. Would you understand that?
No.
I actually hate the question, is there something for me? Because I don't like letting people down. I don't feel that there is anything for you apart from look at your life, look at what you've got, and make your decision. Don't stop and start it. Don't cry for what you think you've lost, because you haven't lost it. And because don't cry for me, for now I see. So somebody has walked, would you understand where somebody has walked out of a situation, out of something, and they can see better now that they're out of it, because that's the message in the poem. If you can't
Thank
understand
you.
It doesn't
Two
matter,
minutes.
My darling. That's all I've got.
I appreciate your message. Thank you.
The truth is that you do have to you do have to make your own life. We can go around all the mediums in the world, all the psychics. Do you know the difference between a psychic and a medium?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So you can go around all the psychics in the world, and all you'll get is a mirror of your own thought. And you can go to all the mediums in the world, and if it's something you've got to work out for yourself, I've realised for myself that the guides never were there. They don't feel like they're there. The people that I know are around, they're not around until I've made a decision. And that's how I'm feeling right now. Does that make sense, please?
Yeah?
Because when you make that decision, they'll be there. They'll be back with you and with what you're doing. But it's look ahead, but look at yourself. Look in your own eyes. Look into your own soul, because you've got all that answer in your head. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's all I can get for you.
No worries. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
And you.
Bye.
Thank you, Miranda.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, right, let's see where we are then. Okay, I think Deep is next. Yeah.
Hello?
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Rosemary. Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, I was okay. what can we do for you?
I remember from last year that you do energy readings. So Can you read my energy or my aura and see what I need to work on, please?
Or
would you like me to ask you some questions?
That's difficult when I can't see you, my darling.
No problem, sorry. No, that's all right. I can ask you a different question.
Just sit there for a minute. Are you all right if I connect with your aura? I don't often do this because I don't. I actually feel that you're quite calm at the moment. But you've had quite a lot of work that you've done on your own self. And we've got lots of blue in there. So you're still healing, but you probably are working with people as well, because I see the blue not just around your throat chakra, but I see it going out and spreading out. So you're sending out the healing. I'm also seeing, if you haven't experienced a shift in your own life, you soon will, because I'm going from the deeper colours into the lighter colours. Would that make sense, please?
I don't get the meaning of that, but yes, I'll keep that in mind.
We're wanting to put, we still would like you to put more water into your body, and we would like you to bring your energy into yourself. So we're up there and we don't really know where we're going, and then we're down here. So we're wanting to fill your self. Would you understand if I was to tell you to imagine a string of light that goes straight the way through you from the center of the universe and ground that into the ground like a lightning stick? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, and we want you to also put yourself on a bubble. Make yourself as a bubble on that lightning stick. And when you finish doing the work that you do, and you need to replenish, you can replenish by going out and having a good laugh or walking in the hills and the meadows. But you can also replenish by doing that mentally with your mind and also pulling yourself down into the ground. It will give you a heavier feeling to yourself, but we need you to know how far that goes. Do you understand? I've got a poem for you.
Enough.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
When you're grounded, and you don't need to ground, you need to earth, but you need to ground that lightning stick, the energy that is through you that's connected, so that you can be physically here as well as spiritually here. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that does.
Yes, and we're finding it quite difficult to be physically here because it is too much, too sticky, too heavy, too everything.
Yes, very heavy. Yeah.
Yes. So when all is dark in the winter light, when life is cold and eyes grow old, sit in the dark to see the stars. Sit in the night to see the light. And now open the curtains and let in the light, because much is to be found when you look around. And that comes from a gentleman who, that last bit when I was writing that, had his tongue in his cheek, and he kind of sits in your house watching what you're doing, not to interrupt, but more to support and more to give you that light. And as he's standing here, he's giving me a beautiful opal. So would you understand where there would be an opal ring or an opal clasp that
yes.
belonged to a lady? And he's
yes.
bringing this in, and he's handing it to you, and he's saying, walk in your own light and don't be afraid of the heaviness, because you won't drown. Because sometimes to be around people and in the physical world, it's quite uncomfortable because you feel like you're being bombarded and drowned by the many other influences that come around you. And what he's showing me now is he's showing me that you can just put your feet on the ground and allow the lightning stick to go down right into the center of the earth, right around, and let it grow into roots right around you, so that you can receive the energy of the earth, because we've got lots of work to do. And this is because you were quite ill when you were a child. Would that make sense? Is a lady talking
it's
about
a...
looking after you when
Three
you were
minutes.
When
yes.
you were very little. And she's telling me that that the reason you can't having to teach yourself to do it physically is because you learned how to not be there, because you had to be because of how ill you were when you were little. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, it does.
Yes. All is mended. That's the words from my guides. All is mended. Won't happen again. And you are like the lady beforehand. You're lost. You don't know where. You've got so many roads in front of you that you don't know which way to go. So take
minutes.
One. And then if that doesn't work out, you don't like it. You also have a gentleman that comes near you who makes your face itchy. He has a beard. Would that make sense, please?
No.
Okay.
Maybe in the spirit world.
It could be this gentleman that sits in your chair, because he's coming near and he's making me feel like I've got... So would you understand the man in the spirit world who would have had a beard? A full one?
Yeah.
Brown?
Yes. Yes.
He comes with so much love, and he is so proud of how far you've come, because you've really worked hard at being who you are. Now be proud of who you are, and now walk
one
with your head up
minute.
And do what you came here to this planet to do. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, it does.
Yes? You've seen the door. I have a rule. If a door does opens a little bit and I can see behind it and it doesn't open anymore, then that's not the path for me. If there's a door that's too difficult to push open, that's not the door for me. But if there's a door that opens and that allows me through, then I can go and experience. And if I don't like it, then I can go back through the door. But I never have gone back through the door, because I've always enjoyed what's been given. You understand?
Yes, symbolically, yes.
No, I use it physically, darling. If things are easy to achieve, then that's the right thing for me to be doing. If things are difficult for me to be doing, then I put them down, because maybe it's not the right time, maybe it's not whatever. It's taken me a year and a half to knit a jumper, but that's because I wasn't in the right place at the right time to knit the jumper, but I've actually finished it now.
come to the end of that one, Rosemary, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, makes sense. Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Thanks, Dee. Right. Oh. We have our little studio time on here, ladies and gents, and you probably would have noticed it there. And all you actually hear is the last 3 minutes of it, and it counts down the last 3 minutes of 10. And that's our studio time, and it just basically advises the reader that, you know, to wind up the call, that we're ready to take the next person. If we didn't do this, ladies and gents, then we would not have a call queue and we would not be able to take as many calls as we do. Yeah. Because, you know, ideally, if you wanted like a 20, 30 minute reading, then this is really not the place for that, because you know, you should be thinking about maybe going and getting a private reading with Rosemary or with one of the other readers there, because it's just basically taster readings here, and it's pointing towards getting or finding the psychic or mediums place where they work, whether that's a website or whether it's on Facebook, and basically, you know, if you want to set up private reading with the reader there, then you know, you're quite free to do so. Right then, okay, let's see where we are. Holly.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, how can we help you today?
Is it possible to get a message from my brother on the other side?
Did he have a headache before? Did he have an arm that stopped working?
Yes.
Right. And okay, maybe we're going to be cooking on gas now. What he's saying is, he's actually making me feel quite sick, and I'm having to ask him to take a step back. So he would have been quite sick before he passed.
Yes.
And he's telling me he loves you very much, and he's quite serious when he's telling me this, because he's saying that you've lost your smile. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, one day at a time, one step is all it takes. Come and sit beside me by the lake. So as I was writing that, I was getting picture of a memory of walking along the lake, around the lake, with as a child with an elderly gentleman. Would that make sense, please?
Yes.
And there's two of you walking around the lake, and there's two of you holding hands either side of this gentleman. There would have a couple of benches where you could go, and there would have been happy days.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd understand brown hair, brown eyes, and auburn hair.
Nope, I know that.
You can't understand that.
No.
Right. Can you understand not your brother, another person? Can you understand somebody that would have passed with choking, not being able to breathe, and there's somebody here that's having problems being able to breathe right now?
Oh, yeah.
that you're worrying about? And I mean, it's easy to say somebody can't breathe nowadays with the COVID thing. I'm not feeling it's that. I'm feeling that there's somebody here who is worrying, and there would have been problems around the heart, and there would have been problems with breathing at the end of their life. If not, I've maybe moved on.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm feeling that it would have been a lady.
Oh, okay. Could have been my grandmother.
Right, I'm going back to the headache and the arm stopping. That would have been a stroke. And they would have had to have stopped work early in their lives. Then they had a heart attack. Would that make sense, please?
Yes.
So now I need to go to a lady who is connected with that gentleman, but I need to go up to two generations, so I need to go to great-grandmother. Is there somebody here that you can ask?
No.
She left some embroidery. Do you have some embroidery?
Nope. She's showing I don't have
lots of
anything.
Lots of beautiful things that she made.
I never met her.
No. But she knows you. My darling, my granddad saw me here. But he still knows me. He still comes and works with me.
Yeah.
And they're wanting me to open your eyes. There's something you're not looking at. There's something
like what?
You're not looking at. There's something that you want to achieve, and you've only got half a story.
Okay.
Unless you only know half of your family, because they're not making it clear to me.
Yeah, I only know my mom's half. I never met my father or his half.
Okay. So they're coming in and they're saying hi. And I'm wanting to talk to, I'm getting the name Judith or something like that.
I don't know anybody with that name.
No, because they're coming in to tell you, and they're wanting you to go look your family tree up.
Okay.
If you want to. You never need to do what Spirit tells you. In fact, I always say don't do what Spirit tells you, because it's your choice, your life, your whatever, so analyze it first and then decide whether you're going to do what Spirit tells you. But they would like you to, because they would like to come in and say hello to you.
Okay.
They're telling me that your brother's doing really well in the spirit world. And
yes, I know.
There's a little boy here who there's been some thoughts sent to, and he's doing very well. I don't feel his family. I feel that he's more of a friend.
Who? My brother?
Little boy here. Needing healing.
Oh, little boy here?
Yeah, they're sending. You've been asking. I'll leave that for you to work out, my darling. I'm being told that...
yeah, I don't understand that one.
3 minutes.
So, would you understand where there's a cat in the spirit world, a white one?
No. I had a black and white one, mostly black. A tuxedo one. We never had a white one.
This one's a white one. No, this one's a white one. Anyway, it's not going to go away. It's sitting here quite happily on my knee. So it would have been a house cat. Would have been that. Would have belonged to a lady with blonde, no, grey, white hair. I may have moved on.
2 minutes.
Somebody else. But, yeah, take your time and do what you want to do. And just know that your brother is doing really well in the spirit world, but the
yes,
rest of your family wants to come and say hello to you as well.
Okay.
That's the way of it, my darling. But
okay.
I'm being told by them that he's doing very well, and that he sees and hears everything you ask of him. So he hears you when you're talking about him.
One.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. One real quick.
Okay. Well.
The first reading you did with the man with the blue eyes and the rocking chair, you described my grandfather and my life.
Oh, right, okay. Well, then that poem fits with you then as well. A million miles in your smile.
And I write poetry.
1 million stars shine in your eyes. 1 million.
Yeah, I heard.
Tears sit in your heart, so work on your tears, okay? The spirit world are not dead, they're there. And the heartache is our learning how to live without them. You understand?
Yep.
And you'll
Thank
make
you.
Your brother very happy if you do that. So don't cry for me. For now I
no,
see
I don't
the
cry for him.
That is you and me. So he's there beside you, so when you get that thought in your head, you suddenly realize you're saying what he would have done, or you're doing what he would have done, you can guarantee that they're there helping you with whatever. Okay,
thank you
for that feedback.
Okay, bye-bye.
And thank you to the first lady then for your energy for breaking the ice.
Thank you, Holly. Okay, Holly's gone now. Okay, I'm thinking what's happening this evening. And obviously, Rosemary can't see any of the caller and can only hear them. And I must sincerely apologise for the sensitivity of my microphone there this evening. If I can hear that coming from upstairs, then my microphone is probably picking it up too. And this is the house that I live in, unfortunately. This is my home. And what goes on above my head in my boy's bedroom, I really can't prevent during the show. So when the microphone's open and that happens, it's kind of unavoidable. And you can't guarantee when that's going to happen or not. So I must sincerely apologise for that. If you can hear that coming from upstairs, because that's... I do try to stop it. But see, it means having to run away from the microphone to do it. It's a little bit disrespectful. But there you are. I've told him to curb his language when I'm on air. But might as well talk to the wall. Right. What I was about to say when I got rudely interrupted from the sounds coming from upstairs was what seems to be happening there this evening. We have a cork cue, and obviously the vibrations from that cork cue are on a voice vibration, And voice probation there is already in the show. It's already part of the show when we screen the callers. So that voice probation already exists in the show. And spirit don't stand orderly in a queue like we do, waiting for them, waiting for our call, you know, and that they will rush in because they know you're there. And what happens sometimes is that the energy of that person gets mixed up. And if you go into a spiritualist church, ladies and gents, you will very soon understand this of what I'm saying, because the energy is there to everybody in that church, not just one person. If Rosemary was there at the moment doing platform, and Rosemary will probably tell you this herself, that you pick up an energy of a person in the room and you will know instinctively which person you are going to, because of the spirit energy will normally move around that person. They can even be seen on occasion standing next to that person. And it depends on what type of medium, of course. Not every medium can actually see the spirit, but they can hear them. So not every medium will have the same gifts. They will guide you very much in pictures. They will guide you very much in aura energy, as Rosemary mentioned there. And they will guide you any which way they can towards the person that you're meant to give the reading to. And obviously, because we're doing audio only, then, you know, that vibration is a little bit more, how can I put it? Harder to do it, because it's like we're actually on a radio station or a podcast station here at the moment, and we're not in a spiritualist church. So when spirit comes, they will rush in the same way as they do in a church, and Rosemary can't actually see them. She might be able to hear them. She might be able to feel the energy. There might be a certain aura around that energy that will relate to the reading. So, you know, I'm sure Rosemary will tell you this herself. What we're going to do at the moment, we're going to take a little musical break. And slow things down a bit, because we're looking at just two people left in the call queue at the moment. I did tell you at the start of the show the way that the upcoming shows and the upcoming schedules are going to change next week. I really don't know what's going to happen to Monday. And it's kind of a sudden call. I've been left without a replacement. And it's going to be very hard to get a replacement for Monday. So how that's going to pan out over the next couple of months, I really don't know. But if you want any more information on why that's happened, because all I can say is I'm as much in the dark as what you are. I really don't know why that should have happened. Oh, okay then. Blondie and Millie together on that one. I can't understand why they make songs like that, really, to be quite honest. But there you go. This is a shame. I know that when I looked at the YouTube video for that, they had Debbie Harry kind of projected onto the stage. Like a hologram type of thing, as they do these days, you know. I think that's really wonderful, isn't it? This modern thing now where you can go to a concert and, you know, see somebody that's already passed into the spirit sort of thing. And they look as though they're really there, don't they? You know, as they say, people are paying as much to see that projected image as they would to see the real person. And it's kind of crazy why that should happen. But this is going to be the future, and it's already here, you know, because this technology, these projections, that they are millions of pounds worth of technology have gone into it. And within the next 10 years or so, because let's just say COVID hasn't stopped anything, technology still goes on, and you know, even behind closed doors, technology is going on as we speak. I say that in the next 10 years we will have something like R2-D2 type of thing in our living rooms, yeah, because you've already got virtual reality now, and you know, that auto projection thing is going to be very much a thing of the future. What I'm waiting for now is for, you know, when you can actually go back in time. I mean, really go back in time, not pretend. Because the pretense of going back in time is your virtual reality. You can go back to any time in virtual reality. That's just like, yeah, but you're not really physically there. And, you know, that to me is not reality at all. It's virtual. The same as we're virtual here this evening. This is a virtual studio. But I can tell you quite honestly, the people that have called in are real, and Rosemary's real, and I'm real, and this is a recording. Yeah, right. Okay. So, right. But it just shows how really anything these days can be virtual. You know, it's to say we're living in the virtual world now. Okay, so we haven't had no advantage to our call queue. After the next two calls, if nobody calls, we may just finish up on the hour. And I'm sure Rosemary won't mind, because it's looking that way, that we're not going to get any more callers this evening for whatever reasons. I'm not going to sit here for an hour talking to myself, and I'm sure Rosemary may have lots of subjects that she could talk about, but probably rather be watching television. Okay, let's see where we're going then. Yolani.
Hello, Ken. Hi, Miss Rosemary.
Hello, how are we?
Good, thank you. I just want to see what you can pick up for me. Can be from my aura, can be from the spirits, whatever you can pick up for me. Any message for work or life,
well,
or any kind of message?
I've while Ken's been talking, and I could have picked him up on a whole load of things, and we could have had a really interesting evening, Ken. Joan and John walked in, and so would you know a man and a lady who would be called John? And they walked in. I need to go back to childhood for this. Would you understand where there would be a house where a gentleman and a lady would have walked in the park?
John is, I think, my father's name in Spanish is John Juan. Yeah.
Right. And he wants you to go back to your childhood for some reason and listen to your memories. Because you've been doing a lot of work. I've pulled the spiritual cards from the angel, archangel cards from Doreen Virtue. And you're a very gentle soul. And I feel that when you were a child, when this gentleman knew you, he would have just loved you. He would have seen that. Just everything, I'm getting the feeling that you were everything to him. You were the whole of his world, and that you were so gentle, and he would just sit there, and you're almost as if you were too precious for him to hold or anything like that.
So maybe his name was Juan, yeah.
Right, and though the gentleman that I've got here, he feels like he's he would be sort of not too tall, around about 5. If he's 5'8", he's quite tall. Mm-hmm. Very wiry, very strong, very looked after himself. And what he couldn't do wasn't worth doing. Everybody relies on him, this gentleman. But what he's telling you is to spread your wings, because he wants you to trust in yourself, because you do what you can do, but there's a lot more that you know that you could do, and you kind of stand back and let other people do it. And he's saying, let them know what you can do. Because if you don't let them know what you can do, how can you spread your wings? And you have been getting dreams, and you have been learning. And I don't know if you do any internet trawling, but you're finding your answers in all kinds of different ways. So when you've got a question and you wake up with a question in your head, write it down.
Yes.
And when you get there, when you get to your internet, do a Google search. If you do Google and then you do Bing, I've discovered that you can do, they bring up a different answer. And then you can decide for yourself what the answer would be. So you could also use any of the other browsers, because they'll all bring you a different thing. Because what you're getting is a hello from the angels and a hello from your family in the spirit world. And
I do that. Mm-hmm.
And you have many, many, many questions. And take one question and follow it. Oh, would you know a lady that would have lost her voice? She would have not been able to speak at the end of her life.
I think it's my husband's grandmother.
I'm feeling an older lady, and I'm feeling like it would be older. It's not just the angels that are coming to teach you. They're bringing you. And would you understand, have you found, she's asking, have you found her cookery book yet?
Cookery book? I do have some cookery books from my husband's grandmother.
Right.
And
well,
also you mentioned before to someone about...
Don't tell me anymore, because it's my job to tell you, really. Because she's bringing this in, and just as I was saying, you've got your questions, right? You take your question and you follow it through. Don't go here, there, and everywhere. It's all right to go to all of the different Google and Bing and the other ones, because they'll bring you a different understanding, and they're based on the facts and data that the people that have compiled those search engines have got. So then you can lay them out in front of you and you can decide which one you want. If you keep going to one teacher, then another teacher, then another teacher, then another teacher, you will get muddled. I did at my beginning, and I got from the platform, Rosemary, will you just stay in one place with your mind so we can come and find you? Because each teacher showed me a slightly different way of doing the same thing, because they will. So take one teacher, choose one teacher, and stay with that teacher until you've learned everything from that teacher. But I'm not feeling that this is just about your spiritual development. It's your life path development as well. Would that make sense, please?
Yes, of course.
And what they're wanting is, so ask Archangel Raphael for healing every night and every morning for yourself, and then ask to send it out, because all of the angels, so Sandalphon, Ariel, Azrael, and Raziel, all want to work with you, as well as Raphael. So you do a lot of work, but they're still wanting you to learn a lot more. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
And stay with your gentleness. Stay with your gentleness. Your family are wonderful. They feel wonderful.
2 minutes.
And the message from them is gone out, gone fishing. And you've got to look at Tom Brown's school days. So there's a memory of somebody sitting reading these classic books to you when you were little. If you haven't got that message, that memory, then maybe they want you to sit and read them, because you will find questions and answers in your ancestry in those books. Would that make sense, please?
Yes, that's my aunt used to read to me a lot.
And so if you need to, reread them. And I feel that there's a child here that you could read to.
1 minute.
You would also understand the lady with back problems that comes in, middle back. No, there's somebody here. Would that be you with the pain down the spine?
Yeah, sometimes I get pain in my back. Yeah.
Right. A quick one is imagine the universe. Imagine the ground. Imagine that you are on an intravenous drip from both, just above your head. Turn it on as a tap, and that will ease your pain for you to be able to continue.
Okay. Thank you for the beautiful reading. I just want to tell you, before you mentioned a lady that left a Zoom machine for someone, that, like a grandmother. I have a Zoom machine from my grandmother and for my mother's side, and also for my husband's side. So they were like the person you described before.
Right. Well, as long as you can understand it, it's not my job to understand it, my darling. My job is to pass you whatever I'm feeling, hearing, seeing, whatever. The more energy that you send to your spirit friends, the more you can say yes, no, the more they come forward. So that's the way it works.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
And
thank you.
Thank you.
And yes, Ken, we're going to have robots. We've already got them.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know,
we've already
outside.
Got them.
They're already there.
I'll tell you what, today I heard a wonderful thing. They are now treating children with breathing problems by making oxygen out of water. And,
yes.
Teaching, and they're doing it now. This is something that the spirit world showed me about 15 years ago, how to make electricity from water, and they're making this oxygen they're putting it into, they're making it electricity so that they can treat these children in places where there isn't any electricity. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that is amazing, that is, because, you know, teaching them how to make their own electricity. Yeah.
I actually told, about 15 years ago, I actually told an electronic engineer about my dream that they showed me, and he's been working on making energy from crystals ever since. These people have jumped the gun, and it was wonderful. It's wonderful when you get confirmation like that, and you know you're not going mad.
People don't actually realise that, you know, when they say crystals and what they're used for, but the crystals are used in everyday life, and you have crystals in watches, and for instance. And you have, you know, if you look at today's watches, they're probably electronic. But, you know, a good watch, a wind-up watch, would have had jewels in, yeah? I don't know whether they still put jewels in watches now, but, you know, they balance they're supposed to balance the timer, yeah?
Your hard drive disk, your little thing that's got crystals on it, and the computer runs on crystals. And the old whisker, the old 1800s, early 1900s radio, that was made from crystals.
Yeah, crystal set. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, because it's crystals have been used in technology for over 300-400 years, and so, you know, it's like they're nothing new.
But the interesting thing about the oxygen thing is they've actually found it from the Egyptian hieroglyphs. They've got light bulbs, so the 18th century they made light bulbs from them, and they've been represented, so it fascinates me, absolutely fascinates.
People don't actually, you know, they don't understand that, and they don't believe that, but the Egyptians actually had the equivalent of the modern day light bulb, and that's been proved.
Spirit are always working with us, always dropping these ideas, because we've got heads that we are spirit, and we have heads that, it's not stupid. It's possible.
If you think now that we're living in the only intelligent age, then if you look back in history, we wouldn't have got here without the Egyptians, you know?
No, or the Mayans or anybody else. So,
we got a lot of technology has been pushed from that time into this time, albeit in a different way. But we've learned a lot from those people. So, you know, intelligence has been on the planet for a lot longer than we have. Yeah. We're going to take a little break, Rosemary, because I need to go somewhere. I need to pop out the room for a minute, ladies and gents. So we've got just one caller in the call queue at the moment, 45 minutes on the clock. Will we make the 2 hours? It really depends whether anybody calls in during the music, but I just need to leave the room briefly. I won't tell you why, but you probably get. Let's see what we got for you then. Oh dear, we've had that one, we've had that one. Do this one.
I love hearing
No, I'm not going to argue with it. All music is good music. You know, because we all have different tastes, don't we? Not everybody is the same. Some will like rock music, some will like classical music, and so on and so forth. You know. So, you know, when you pass over to the spirit world, do you keep your music tastes? Yeah, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? You know, it's like if they were into rock when they were here, they'll be into rock on the other side, you know. And despite what people might have told you, no, it is not. There's been a lot of rumours about rock music, isn't there? There's a lot of rumours about rock music. Yeah. Don't accept them. Load of rubbish. Okay. Right. Just one person in the court queue then. Left. We've had 4 paid subscribers in our court queue this evening, which means that there's little room for an advert for a donation because there'd be nobody there. What happens is that the subscribers already pay forward. So if there's nobody else in the court queue apart from the subscribers, then we can't actually put out the advert, the little advert that we have for donations. And we should, because it still means the same. It just means that if there is anybody in the court queue that is not a subscriber, then by rights they should be willing to contribute. Because, you know, every contribution that we get goes to run the upcoming shows. We've paid for tomorrow, by the way. So they take that out tonight. That goes out tonight sometime in the early hours because of the time difference in America. So that will be mean that the studio should be paid for another month. There was no trouble with the card last month. First time we knew it was the new card, so there should be no trouble this month. Fingers crossed. And everything else, of course. Right, we're going to take our last call then. This may very well be the last call, ladies and gents. So if you're out there listening and you want to call in, do it now, because this very might be the very last call that we do on the show this evening. Right, so you're going to bring Rosemary back in, and we have Laura.
Hello.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
Will you say that again? I didn't hear.
I just said, hi, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Just whatever you're picking up for me, what anything that you're seeing in the next 6 months.
Well, I don't do tomorrow. You do.
Oh, well, whatever you're picking up.
I don't do tomorrow, my girl. Never have done, never will do. I have enough doing my own.
Okay.
What do you want to happen in the next 6 months?
I would like to move. I would like to make
to
a
move. Right. Have you done a cosmic order? Have you decided where you want to go, what you want to move for, have you decided all of that kind of stuff? Because if you tell the universe will bring it to you. We've just been talking about the miracles of, you see, spirit isn't just dead spirits, yeah? Spirit is everything.
Are you picking up any messages for me?
Remember?
Are
well,
you getting
I've
any
got,
messages?
I've got a poem. Tomorrow, when pushed, brings sorrow. So don't push the doors open. before you get to them. Don't build your bridges before you get to them. And remember the poem of Cock Robin. So I'll put that on my webpage, the link to it. Who killed Cock Robin? I said, the sparrow with my bow and arrow. Have you heard that poem?
No.
And it goes, well, it's worth a read, because it actually tells you how things happen in life. The spirit are there. Would you understand Joan? I'm getting the name Joan. And would you understand somebody that is studying at this time the history of Europe? Or somebody studied the history of Europe?
I don't know who that would be.
Okay, so tomorrow, my darling, is in your own hands, yes? Do you know how to make tomorrow? Because tomorrow you do it with your spirit. You are spirit, the same as spirit that have died. And I'm not feeling that you have many people in the spirit world. You have more here. Would you understand?
No, I actually have more people in the spirit world than I have here.
Right. Well, would you ask them to come and talk to me then?
That's the reverse of what you just said.
Right, well, would you just ask them to come and talk to me then, because I'm getting nothing. So your answer to what is happening tomorrow is, it's up to you, my darling. That's the answer.
Okay.
Again, angel therapy with the Archangel Raphael. I'm feeling like you're stuck at a crossroads and you don't know which way to go. Trust your inner self. You are spirit. And when they have, as I said before, when you have made your decision, and that's why I asked you if you know about cosmic ordering and how you can do it, because you do it with your guides, yes?
Okay.
This isn't what you want to hear, is it?
I actually, to be honest with you, I don't know what I'm hearing. I'm confused, but everyone that I know is related to me has crossed over. So I guess they're not talking.
Right, because you've got decisions to make for yourself. That's what I'm feeling. But so the message is tomorrow, when pushed, brings sorrow. So have a look at what you've got and see what you can make of it for a little while.
Okay.
And that's the answer to what do I do about tomorrow? Will I move? Look at what you've got first. My sister came, she put in for a house, everything, it wasn't right. And she went back home to her own house, saw what she got, and she's as happy as Larry now, back in her own house, because she had to do just a little bit of decluttering and stuff, and turning things round. And maybe that's what you need to do. Would you know a gentleman that would have been would have had bad legs?
I do know that.
Because
yes,
I can't. I've got no feeling in my legs, and they wouldn't have worked very well. Most of his life, they wouldn't have worked very well. But they're all standing back at the moment, waiting for you to make a decision. I'm being shown a purse. For me, that is when it's open, I can see the money flying out. So would you watch your spending, please? Because he's holding the purse and he's shutting it. So look at what you've got rather than what you want. Does that make sense, please? That's what this gentleman is showing me. He's showing me to be, for you to be more in you. But would you also understand the lady who was very short-tempered when she was here? very short-tempered. Anything that you said, she's making me speak very sharply, and that isn't me. And she's kind of stamping her feet and saying, well, you know what to do, just do it.
So I don't know who that is, but
she's got grey hair. She was quite thin. Need to look on a friendship tie rather than a family. There would have been problems around her breast at the time, so she would have passed from a woman's problem.
Yeah, I don't know,
and
really.
She's showing me. So would you understand the child in the spirit world? Because she's showing me an empty cradle. So would you understand where there was a child wanted, but it didn't get here?
I have a family member carried.
That's what she's showing me, an empty rocking cradle. The baby was wanted, but it didn't get here. Would you understand somebody who is really thirsty all the time here?
No, I don't know who that is.
Well, I'm being told you do know.
I don't. If I knew, I would have said. I don't know who's always thirsty.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not drinking enough. Then could be the other way around. Would you understand that you don't drink enough?
I should drink more water, but I'm not always thirsty.
Right. Well, don't wait for you to be thirsty. Drink. Get a bottle of water.
1 minute.
Fill it twice in a day and empty it. You don't need to have a whole cup of water all in one go. Just take a sip, but keep it near you wherever you are and just sip now and again, and you'll soon have the amount of water that you need. Would you understand where this pain in the shoulder, right shoulder?
I don't have pain in the shoulder. Occasionally I can get pain in the shoulder, but I don't have it frequently.
Yeah. And would you understand where somebody sits in a draft?
I was sitting in a draft, but I blocked
the door. They're bringing you the healing. They're bringing you the healing that you need, okay?
Okay.
They're wanting you to take more care of you. That's the message. And again, it's looking after yourself and looking at what you've got rather than what you want. The green field across the road looks green until you get there, and then it's full of all kinds of other things.
Okay, we're out of time with that, Rosemary, now.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Right, okay, thanks, Laura. We're going to wind it up then, ladies and gents. So, Laura, we did come to the end of the 10 minutes there with Laura. So, we've got no more callers, and we've just gone slightly over 1:30 with that one. So we're going to wrap it up, Rosemary, until we meet again, yeah?
Okay, my darling.
Rightio then. Okay, so we'll wrap it up for this one, ladies and gents. It's been a slow night. It's not many callers calling, really. Slow kind of night for strange reasons, but do tune in tomorrow night if you can. I can't remember who the guest is. We'll put that up on Facebook for you just now. when the show finishes. Off the top of my head, I haven't got it in front of me, so I don't really know. Right, so we're going to leave you with this one. Thank you all for listening, ladies and gents. Catch you all tomorrow evening.